ואין דף קופטס וווה מטבייס. We just have one thesis on the previous sugya. Just let's mention the memory of Rove. Omar Rove, Bola Matze Yotza, Bola More Lo Yotza. This is the Girsus HaRashbam. Bola Matze Yotza, because you don't need to taste the time of Matze. It's called an Achila without tasting it. Bola More Lo Yotza, because the mitzvah of More is Mechayev. We should be Margish and Meriris Bepis. Bola Matze Umore. Yidei matze yotzo, yidei more lo yotzo. Mekayim mitzvahs matze, and he's not mekayim mitzvahs more. Yidei matze yotzo, yidei more lo yotzo. So poshe pshat is, because, as we said before, that you don't have to be toyim the tam matze, and bli is called achila, so he's mekayim mitzvahs matze. Yidei more lo yotzo, because tam more beina. ואם תאימה הפרקטייסס כיוון שאין במורר זה מצווה מדרבונו, since he's not מקיים with this מורר המצווה מדרבונו, לבוטל מורר להי מצה דבהדה, so let the מורר be מבטל דמצה. בגמורר said before and דפקוף תסבובה מדעלה, בגמורר said that אפילו יהוד מצווה אין מבטל זו וזו, that דבקה המצווה דהרייסה בדהרייסה, דרבונו בדרבונו. But here, this is a רשוס. This is, he's not יויצן גמצן דמורר. So let the מורר be מבטל דמצה. דמרשוס מאירר, בילי טייסוס doesn't need this whole הקדומה. Because the Gemara said before that אפילו הדרבונן is also מבטל הדרייסה. But Taisha is saying the truth, that he's not even Mekayim HaMitzvah D'Rabbono. V'yesh loyme de loy shayich bitul elek sheloy ason yachat, de oz mevatul tam echod es chaveiroi, abo kshem shleimim afilu yiye yoyser mechaveiroi loy mevatuloi. Now, the teretz of Taisha needs explanation. The Dvar Shmuel, not over here, the sugya before, explains this thesis as follows. We had mentioned yesterday that there are two halachas. One halacha is that we said, tam matzah loy beino. A person is permitted a person is mekayim mitzvahs matzah by swallowing it, even though he's not chewing it. He doesn't taste the matzah. Hey, you don't have to taste the matzah. Tam matzah loy beino. It's one halacha. L'chayra there's a gemara faker. The gemara says if a person cooks matzah, he's not yoytze because tam matzah beino v'lek. So there is a halacha. You do need tam matzah. If it doesn't have a taste of matzah, you're not yoytze. So the Mefoshim explained that there are two different halachas. There's one adin in the chefze and one adin in the gavra. That means the matzah has to have a tam. If the matzah doesn't have a tam, so the mele is still distilled in the chefze of matzah. That's not called matzah. There has to have a tam of matzah. But then there's adin in the achile and in the gavra. He doesn't have to taste the matzah. I feel like he doesn't taste the matzah. It's also good. As long as the matzah has a tam. So the Dvar Shmuel explains, and here the Gram Horowitz brings down, together we have a din of a reshus is mevatel a mitzvah. The Rabbonon is mevatel a deraisa. Mitzvahs ain't mevatel is zuetzu. So he explains, Bemison, we're speaking about that we're afraid when a person, let's say, eats matzah and morah together, we're afraid perhaps in one side of his mouth there's roiv morer and miyut matzah. He's chewing, so it spreads out in his mouth. There's roiv morer and miyut matzah. Now we have a klal of bitul b'roiv, that the roiv becomes bottle to the mut. And let's explain it a little better. We have roiv tam morer when he's chewing, a miyut tam matzah, because in one corner of his mouth there's more morer than matzah. So now, out the halacha of bittul b'roiv, we say the tam that the matzah has is command the lesser because it's bottle. is a din bittul berois. So what is if the time of the matzah becomes bottle? So it is like the matzah doesn't have a time. That's the loch of bittul berois. So it's like matzah shebishloi. Matzah shebishloi doesn't have its bottle because tamatzah bina. If in this taruvis is a din bittul, that the matzah, the tam matzah becomes bottle to the tam borer, so memele it's kimanda lesser, like the matzah does not possess a tam. With this we understand that the old mitzvahs ain't mevat lezu ezu, so if there's no din bittul, these are halachas, not mitzvahs. There's a small tam of matzah, there's a larger tam of borer, it's around you, but if there's a din bittul, so the din is that the meat becomes bottle to the roiv. So we consider ke'ilu, the meat does not have its own tam. The tam matzah becomes bottle to the tam morel. So then it's considered like matzah shebishloi. So the matzah that doesn't have a tam. Masha enkein, if there are both are mitzvahs diraisa, so there's no din bittul mitzvahs ein mevatlesu ezu, the parsha of bittul was never said by two equal mitzvahs, as we mentioned from the Ran, that the gather of bittul is that opposites are mevatel. That heter is mevatel isa, or enimina is mevatel mina. You need opposites are mevatel. But mitzvahs ain't mevatel isa. With both of them are mitzvahs, there's no dim bittul, because one is mechazik the other. So memeilis of Tosfos says like this. The sugya before speaking about that when you're chewing it, you have a taruvis, you have a mixture of matzah and morer, some emele, and in this mixture, there's a miut tam matzah and a roiv tam morer, so there is a din bittul. That the loy shayich bittul, zaktais el kshaloy yison yachav, when he chews them both together, the oz mevatul tam echod eschaver, then there's a din bittul. That the tam morer, the roiv tam morer, is mevatel, the miyat tam matzah. Avol kshehem shleimim. But what is if you're not chewing it at all? Afilu yiyah yoysa mechaveiroi loy mevateloi. Why is it that way? Because when he's not chewing it, there's no taruvis. It's called like I have matzah, I'm swallowing matzah and morer. But there's no taruvis matzimov, there's no taruvis, there's no dimbittul. The whole dimbittul is when through the chewing it, there is a taruvis of matzah and morer, and in this taruvis, roiv of the taruvis has a tam morer. But if it's not, he's not chewing it, so he's swallowing two dvorim lefrodim, he's swallowing a third of a kezayis of morer, and he's swallowing a sixth of a kezayis of matzah. But there's no taruvis, it's not considered taruvis, and there's no dimbittul over here. There's no dimbittul, some emailers, so that's why yidei matzah yotza, yidei morer lo yotza. Al kaponim, the Rashbam tzich kimutzit what the chiddush is. Yidei matzah, yotza, yidei morer lo yotza, l'chor this is repetitious. We just said before, bola matzah yotza, bola morer lo yotza. Bemison, according to Tosfos, shteta ha-gvaldike chiddush. That the halacha of mitzvahs, that the din of mevatlin that we hear on Daf Kuf Tes Vov is not applicable over here. That's what the way Tosfos has shot in the sugya. So we have already a chiddush in the sugya. Tosfos is differentiating that bittul passed only by leisa and not by bliya. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Shimi Barashi Matze Lifnei Kol Echad VeEchad. We'll see, Bizman Chazal, each person had his own small shulchan. So Rav Shimi says that each person you give a matze, Morer Lifnei Kol Echad VeEchad, Vacharoises Lifnei Kol Echad VeEchad, Vein Oikrin as a shulchan El Lifnei Misha Omar Hagot. That means even though each person has his own kaire, but the union of Akiris HaShulchan, that is only Elalifnei Misha Oimer Hagoda. Only the Yoike before the one who says Hagoda. Agavulche, you see from the Loshna Gemara, One person said the Haggadah, but mitgezog, mit geher, shemeya koine. That's how the Haggadah was bisman Chazal. But al kaponim, each one had his own ka'orah. Rabune omar kulu nami lifnei mishoimer Haggadah. Rabune said that all of them, the ka'orah was only lifnei mishoimer Haggadah. Vehilchese keravune. We pass on like Rav Huna. Let us see the Rashba. Matzo lifnei kol echod vechod. Minik shalem hoyo lohosev ala mitoi. Vohoyo shulchan lifnei kol echod vechod. Each one had his own shulchan. Hilkoch tzorich matzo umore lifnei kol echod vechod al shulchanoi. Avol edidon ein tzorich ki im lifnei misha isa seide. According to us, because by us, we all eat on one shulchan. So, according to Rav Shimon, you wouldn't eat. I says, the whole machloikis was only bizmanehem. Vein oiker es a shulchan, shemitzvu laker es a shulchan kidal kamos. Ti heichi de lehevi yekeiga letinoikis. So, memele, so, about this mitzvah, vakire shulchan, which is, there should be a heker for tenoike. So, memele, this is only lifnei, the mishai meragot. Vahani mili liditu. He says, this mitzvah, vakire sa shulchan, was also only by them, vahavalu shulchan kotten, lifnei mishai meragot olavadi, vachain lachalechot. So, the akire sa shulchan, was not a shvere, procedure. ויש נויגים להגביע את הקור על הקר, ומציין הבוסר מן הקור. So it seems that the Rashbam understood actually from them that what it says, I don't know, יש נויגים, or there's a meaning להגביע את הקור על הקר, they lift up the קור, ומציין הבוסר מן הקור, and they take out, when they lift up the קור, they take out the boss. The lav milsi. This minig is not oiskalten for two reasons. The hod the omelakamon bosor and torich lagbiyem. That does not mean when you say holach ma'ani, you don't have to be lagbiyem the bosor. It means ani mili bishor shoimer hagode pesach shoyaviseinu. When you say the time of the pesach, even though Muslim aim a pesach zem. If he would say Pesach, then he lift up the Tavshu. So it seems he's saying in other words that this is a Korban Pesach. So therefore, this minig of being taking out the Tavshu, the Zroya, to take out the Zroya, Bishas, you say, Holach Manye, there's no reason for it. Then the Rashbam says, V'gam Hagbo Chinom, V'ein Kam Hekalatinik. Then the Rashbam goes noch weiter. The whole lifting up of the Ka'ora also doesn't have any Pshak. V'ein Kam Hekalatinik. Now, the Rashbam and Daf Kuftes Amid Aleph, I don't know exactly, Rashbam and Daf Kuftes Amid Aleph, then we had, Tanya Rabbeleza Oimer, Chaitvin, Matzis, Belele, Psochem, Bishvil, Tenoikis. So there the Rashbam brought down Rashi, Chaitvin, Matzis, Magbiyan, Esakore, Bishvil, Tenoikis, Yishalu, And then the Yeshgers in Mitzvahs, Magvina Sakore, Shesh by Matzah, Mora by Stavshilim,
Liniere, Choytvin, Misalkenes, Alechem, Yadat Makis. But the Rashbam had a different pshat. But Lemaise, that, I mean, that could be 100% true, that what it says, Oikrenes, Ashulchon, does not mean Magbiyanes, Akaore. That could be true. This is something else. But the Psozeya Vekzemachen, the Gam Hagboroso, Chinon, the Enkan Hekalatinik, mein lechere mein we have a gemorge da kuf fest gut der rashbam hat gesagt dass ich im schatten die gemorge but so he himself was an rashi schat so lechere this cash is I mean it's not that oikren is the oikren good it's not oikren it's a whole lachman and then it's an oikren aber oikren a kore le gamre bin echener bekeren zovis ki ilu kva ochlo you put it in the corner like it's kilu kvar ochlo kedei sheyakra tinek v'yisha that's a kasha the domi like in a shulka we didn't start eating yet and you take away already the ka'ore the Rav Sternbuch ma'adim izman amant to be mevaya what was the machloikes between Rav Shimi Bar Ashi and Rav Huna. Rav Shimi Bar Ashi held that you have to put a matzah in front of each shulchan. Each shulchan has to have his own matzah, his own mora. And Rav Huna says, no, with me, oimer agode. He wants to say that there was a machloikis. What is pshat? Later, this is in lechem oini. Lechem sh'oinim olav dvorim hal. He says, what pshat now? He says, Rav Huna held, and it's just like a din by Kiddush, Zacheyu alayayin. You have to say Kiddush alayayin. So what is pshat? If you're Yaitse, Reuven makes Kiddush, and he's Maitse the Bnei Bayit. So it's called because there's a din of Shemaya Kaine, and Reuven is saying the Kiddush alayayin, it's a Tchira alayayin, so Mamela, they're Yaitse. They hear an Amira Shenemra alayayin. They don't have to have Yayin by themselves. They're Yaitse with his Koi, that's called Zachayu alayayin. So Mamela Rav Huna held that the whole Indian that there should be matzah lechem sha'inim olav dvorim halbi, it's totally by the oimer. So whoever says that God, he has to have matzah in front of him, that's the lechem sha'inim olav dvorim halbi. So, that's that. But each one doesn't have to have matzah in front of him. He said Rav Shimi held that there's a din. It brings a very interesting lotion of the Mechilta. Babuze also Hashem lead the facing in Mitzrayim Babuze. So the Mechilta says, Lo yamarti elo bisho shemata umorer munochim lefonecha al shulchonecha. It's a besondere din that bishas the kiyam hamitzveh of simple, there has to be matzo more lefonecho. It has to be lefonecho. This was yenerot, he's, the mesada is sitting in the end of the room, erotach sein matzo dorten, the spelt lefonecho, barbu, there you have to point to it. I mean, it has to be near you. See, the Gemara is upset later that the sum is potter because he can't point it, he can't say barbu, there. He has to be able to point it. So the Mechilta says such a lotion, Sheimunachim lefonecha al shulchanecha, that's a din in the Kiyam HaMitzvah, that has to be lefonecha. It's not a seder on the mirror like Kiddush. He wants to say, could be that was the Machloikis. According to the Rashbam, because the Rashbam does not explain what the Machloikis was. Taisvis seem to learn a different pshat. Matzo lifnei kol echad ve'echad, mor lifnei kol echad ve'echad. Nire de taima, I just want to say a taim. Kedei she yitaim tekev lebroche miyad. That you need the matzo in front of him, not because of the din amire, that the mire has to be al shulchanech, we mentioned before within the mechilte. No, he should be able to be toyim right away, kiven she zois abroche hi l'shem choyva. Because this is abroche l'shem choyva. Aber bishar yemois ha-shona dein ha-brocha choyva im tzorech litoim tekef le-brocha miyad. What is pshat from Taisvitz?
So the Ma'adim is manim in the Haggadah wants to explain Pshat and Tosfos as follows. That in Yisod, there's a difference between a Birchas HaMitzvahs and a Birchas HaNeneh. Before his Raya, I once heard the same Yisod from Rashi Rabbi Yankiv Zechayna Levroche. Rabbi Yankiv said that we find by Mitzvahs Tzorech Levroch Oiver Lasse Yosod, before you do the Mitzvah. By Oiver, there's a Klal Oiver V'loy Oiver the Oiver. It has to be Oiver right before you do the Mitzvah. You have to be Masmech the Broche to the Mitzvah. And the tefillin have to be already on your muscle. You're holding to you right before making the kesher, but it's been koyma. That's called oiva lasayos. The tefillin will be over here. Make a broche. That's no good. That's oiva doiva. The tefillin has to be bim koyma right before the yasiyah. That's a bezunder aloche in birchas hamitzvah. Birchas hanenin. There's no such aloche. Fakert in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down. Let's say a person is moitzi, the oilam, with a birchas hanenen. He says a moitzi, then we'll joyce with his brother. So after he says the moitzi, he can now tell the task to everyone. And if there's, and if there's a rebbe and a thousand chassidim, and he's telling, telling to everyone, so he tells, and then no one will eat, and then he'll eat and they'll eat. Either was a hefsik, or this is a tzairich, there's no problem. A birchas hanenin, there's no problem if there's a hefsek shehiyah, if that's the tzorech, the broche. Rav Sternbuch brings down a machloikis, the Rambam and Raida. The Rambam says, by Perik Aleph, Aloche Yezayim, Hilchas Brochet, by Megillah, the Rambam Shita is, and the Sfardim Sfirim Zechazoi, that when there is a set of broches, so by the end of the last broche, you say Amen. We do this once. By Birchas HaMozein, there's three broches, the Yeraisa, Lord Chol HaMozein, Adonis HaKoyl, by the Rachma, the Yishalayim, Amen. We say, the Mevorich says Amen and his own broche. The Sfardim say the Sfardim say Amen and by Meirev Shem Ami Yisrael Lord Amen by Yishtabach they say Amen. That's like a set. It's the first bracha, last bracha by the Baruch Shema and Yishtabach Amen. That's how we don't feel the chazak. But that's the Rambam Shita. They have a set of brachas. So by the last bracha you say Amen. So the Rambam, Perek Alva, Loche Yitzayim, Hilchus Broche, says as follows. By Mikra Megillah, so there's a set of broches, Shem Mikra Megillah, Shosanisim, Shech Yom, set of three broches. So look at the Rambam, so why don't you answer, Loma, Loyana, Omein, Ache, Broche, Shmebroche, Vrein, Kiyas, Megillah? Why do you say Omein after the third broche? Loman, Loyavsik, Bo Omein, Bein Broche, Bein Abdobo, Shebirechot. Shouldn't be a hefsek. So therefore you don't say Amen. That's what the Rambam says. That's an Aloche Yedayim. Aloche Yedches. Rambam asks, Loma Loyana Amen Acha Birchas HaPeiret. Why do you say Amen after Birchas HaPeiret? Birchas HaPeiret say Amen. Bitnei Shei Brocha Achas Vein Oinen Amen Ela Acha Brocha Achoinen. You only say Amen if there's a set. If there's two broches, then you answer Amen. One, you don't say. Frek the Raivet. Why did you say new shtick teire? You just said, I feel like there was a set. You don't say Amen. You shouldn't be mavsik between the broche and the mitzvah. So memela, I feel like you would say Amen. You still couldn't be mavsik. Why did the Rambam have to go in a different reason? He has to say because you don't say Amen after one broche. But Rav Sternbuch says, that's the time. Because by a birchas hamitzvah, there's a din that has to be taken. There has to be taken for a broche, you do the mitzvah. Mashenke by Birchas Hanenen, there's no such din of taking. So there the Rambam had a good kasha. So why didn't he answer Amen Boyre Priyeh Amen? Rechnish Gefellah. That wouldn't be Gefellah if he'd say on Amen after the Brocha. So the Rambam says, because there's no reason to say Amen, because you only say Brocha by a set. It's not a set. Akaponim, so this is Rav Sternbuch explains places. Nearer the time, Kadesha Yitaim take up the Brochem Yad. Yet if the Matta and your Shulchan, Kivin Shazais Abrochel Hashem Chayv, that means it's Chayvis Mitzvah, so Memele, so here you have to have the Matta in front of you. Not that there should be, that the Matta should be by the Mestadah, the Bala Seder, and you'll get it, he'll make the Broch, and you'll get it 5 minutes later. It should be in front of you. Abu Vashayim, my Sushan, then a Broch, a Chayv, and so Chlitaim take up the Broch Yad. Say an almighty, and they'll get the matzah 5 minutes later. That's what he says, Pshat and Taisus. He says, what's the svar of Rav Huna? He says, Rav Huna help, because of that, the matzah doesn't have to be by you the whole time. He'll give the mesad will give you the matzah, by essence the matzah, he'll give you a piece of the matzah. He brings down a very interesting minig that the Chassam Sofer had, and he said the minig is l'chay reis kalten al pi this Taisvis. The Chassam Sofer, this is the Chassam Sofer by the Seder, Chassam Sofer did as follows. This is Abichas HaMoitzi, and then Al-Achilas Matze. So the Chassam Sofer went, he made a Moitzi, and three Matzes, Yabi Lechem Mishneh, and after he said the Moitzi, the Chassam Sofer broke off from the Matze Yoyne, broke off from the Pusa, and he divided, after the Moitzi, he divided for everyone, two Kizaisim, or one Kizaisim, whatever they were supposed to get, he gave to every, all the Mesubim. Then, everyone held the Matzah in their hand, and everyone made an Al-Chilas Matzah. After, the Al-Chilas Matzah was made after everyone got hold of the Matzah, ready? Then they made an Al-Chilas Matzah. So he says, that's Takim Shat, because the Moitzi is a Birchas Hanenim. So for Kelt, you don't have to have the matzah right away. First, you can give them after the matzah, give them the matzah. But the lachilas matzah, that's already a birchas mitzvah, so that I have to have the matzah in their hands, so they should be able to eat it as soon as the broche was made. So kaponim, that's what Rav Huna held. He wants to say Rav Huna held. It's not necessary that you have to, if the whole purpose is that there shouldn't be a hefsik, it's not necessary that there should be a matzah on his shulchan the whole time. When the time will come to eat the matzah, then you'll give him the matzah, and then he won't be mafsik between the brocha l'achila. Lama oikren es ha-shulchan? Why are we oikren the shulchan? Omri devei Rabbi Yanai, kidei sheyakiru tinoikis v'yishalu. Abaye Avi Yosef Kame the Rabbi, Chose the Komadli Taka Mikame. They lifted up the Shulchan. Omalohu Adayin Le Kochlina, we didn't start eating yet. Also Komakri Taka Mikamon, they're taking away the Shulchan already. Omalai Rabbi Patalton Miloima Manishtan. So now we don't have to say Manishtan. Let us see what the Rashbam says. Patalton Miloima Manishtana. Bisanya le kama, wilta bereisa further, chocham benoi shoyaloi. Ve imla, shoyal hu laats my manishtan. Ve ki vin shasholu lono manishtan. Since we already asked manishtan, ein onu trichem loima manishtan, el lohoshim al dvoro. Bishnish tabad, no be mitraim, on oisim kol al dvorim alolo. So, let's see Taisvis. Lam oikon et ha-shulchan, dafka shalem shen ktanim, abo shalom shen gdeilu mikatei razod lo makirosek, nogu lesalei kakaore lezadechon, ולהבי כקיר השולחן. ומה שנוהג עם הסלי כשני תפשילו משעת הגבו, כדי שלא יהנירה כמקדש קודשם בחוץ וכניות עד הרב יוסף בסדרי, מוישך מהכאורה שני תפשילו למקביה כאורה ולאי מהולך מעניה, לא יתוכן, אתה עושה בני פשעת, עוד המבוס לא יתוך לבי, אין לי משהו שם את זה, אז רבי ניר יקוי חוקותם, but now by whole Lachmania, there's no need to be מקביה לתפשיל. כדי שיקר עתינק וישאל קלוימה, ומיתוך כך, יובוי לישואל בשאר דבון, that means you just have to get him interested. And as soon as you show that you're interested in his questions, so he'll start asking more things. אבל במש ששולום און אויקרן השולחן לא ייפסו ממנשטן, והיד הבאי לא פיריש הגמורה אלא תחילה שאלו עושה. But למייס, the Gemara only is מבאי אלא תחילה שאלו. the Barbanel and the Haggadah says as follows. Oisei ha-shayle, v'shayle ma-nishtane, lo-isidru oiso chazal, v'day, shemipi oilelim v'yoinkim nishma mazoi, v'oz, that you don't need to put oilelim v'yoinkim nishma mazoi, v'oz ov'lebonim yedi inyin yitiz mitzrayim. Omnom, ha-shayle ma-nishtane, Shimein, the Orin, the Tinoikis, Lishal, Oznar, Vizok, and Yacht of Noisim, the Noisim, Bedova. That's where he speaks about Akira, he brings about Akira Shulchan. The Shail of Akira Shulchan was only made for Tinoikis. It would seem from him that by Oilim V'yoinkim, they don't need to ask more than that. But if there's by the Seder, older children, then there's an Indian of Manishtana. Taisus Vaisus Klonit Azoi. I mean, so it's very difficult to put something to the Gemara. Omolei Rabbe Petarton Mileime Manishtane. He said Manishtane, so Petarton Leime Manishtane. So what's the Chiddush? You patted us. I thought we thought we would have to say, that would see you so bright, so you patted us. I mean, we have to understand what the Chiddush is. Omar Shmuel, Lechem oini, lechem sha'inim olav dvorim. Tanya nami hochi, lechem oini, lechem sha'inim olav dvorim halda. Baraisa. Tava ache lechem oini, oniksi, ma oni shedalke beprusa, afkan beprusa. I don't understand, the Gemara brings drushes on lechem oini, sha'inim olav dvorim halda, it's a mitzvah takert at alachilas matzah has to be said on the plusa. And the lechayre, the posik says, Shiva shomim toichol olav matzah lechem oini. So the posik is speaking about the mitzvah or the interesse of Shiva shomim. And there's no din of the if it would say be'erev teichlo matzes lechem oini, so good. So the mitzvah be'erev teichlo matzes, so there has to be lechem sheinim olav dvorim harbe. But it's very unclear in the pasuk of Shiva shamim teichlo olav matzes that the lechem oini was stuck in here, and it's not going on the Shiva shamim, it's going on the be'erev teichlo matzes. Basically. Let us see what the Rashbam says, Afkan beprusa, leborech al achilas matzah. That the achilas matzah, the mitzvah of achilas matzah, the be'erev teichlo matzah, it should be a prusa. Lechem oni. V'shtei shleimis maisinon, mishma moitzi. The Rashbam says, but you have to know what shion tevuso. Besides being there's a mitzvah of achilas lechem oni, but it's yontev, so yontev is machayev,
from one of the shleim.
Two dinim, there's a din of moitzi, and there's a din of yontif, a yontif is mechayev lechem mishneh, and there's a din of achilas lechem oni. Let us see Taisvis. Madalki shall only be pusa. Nire. So Taisvis is chaylik on that. Nire. The gam ha-moitzi tzorech levorech ala pusa. Taisvis says that the moitzi also has to be made ala pusa. V'chein mashme bepeire keitzed mevorechim that the moitzi has to be made on the pusa. Kama hakol moidim leindian pesach shemeiniach prusa besoich hashleima ubeitzeya. The Gemara in Brachas is speaking about if a person has a pasach shalem and he has a prusa. The prusa is godol, the shalem is kotel. So the shaila is, of the kvoida brocha, should you make the brocha and the Godel, even though it's not Sholem, or the Sholem, even though it's not Godel. There's a machlokes. So the Gemara says that during the whole year. Hakol moedim leinyan Pesach shemeniach plusa b'seicha shleim or beitzeya Pesach afilu leman diyoma mevorech al shleim or poiter es apsisin. Now when you make a moitzi the whole year, the moitzi should be set on the shleim and you're part of the psisim. Moedim leinyan Pesach deine mevorech al shleim hello al plusa. The here the bracha is made on the plusa. Mishum adalke shel oni, umeinicha b'seicha shleima, kidei sheyeinire shebotel al shleima. He puts it b'seicha shleima. He holds it together that it should look like he was b'tzei of the shleima. Umash medunyin amaytzi kamei. The Gemara before was speaking about. And which one do you make a moitzi? Do you make a moitzi on a shleima or on a pusa? So now the Gemara says, "Akol moedim l'inyan Pesach." That you make on the pusa. So I says we're speaking about the moitzi, not the way the Rashbam says. Now that's what Tosfos says. Umeinicha b'soicha shleima kidei sheyeinire shebotza ala shleima. What does that mean? That you put it together with the shleima, that it should look like you are b'tzeya on the shleima. So why do we need this? Tachsach mir pshat and Tosfos is going to say later, that b'emerson is a din lechem mishne by Pesach. So that's when you need two shleima. Tosfos will say this later. Now if the din lechem mishne, you have to be beitzeya from a shleima. Als the chshivet of the lechem oni, the beitzeya is not on the shleima, the beitzeya is on the plusa. But kedei sheyei nire, that means here, like by every lechem mishneh, the Rashbam says, I hold two matzahs, and I'm beitzeya one. And it's called, I was beitzeya on lechem mishneh. Here I hold three matzahs, and I'm beitzeya none of the shleimas, I'm b'tzeya the plusa. The moitzi is also set on the plusa. But if I would hold if I wouldn't hold it together, b'seicha shleima, so then you don't see any inyan lechem mishneh. The two shleimas are the lechem mishneh, and I'm b'tzeya the plusa. Even though l'maisa kumtach the plusa, but in lechem mishneh there's a chesaron. So that's why Tosfos says al kaponim it should be meinicha b'seicha shleima kidei sheyeinire. It should look shabbat ala shleima. So memela that tachsimir is out the lechem mishneh dekedim. So the kapon of Isis was speaking about a moiti, not like the Rashba. The kama basa hochi. Right afterwards, the Gemara says, Amar abchiya barabe, b'shabbas chayim levtzei al shnei kikres. Shenem alik to lechem mishneh. So now Isis says, how does this come in? So how does it come in over here in this Gemara? That's why that's the smichas ha-gemara. The first gemara is speaking about which one do you make the moitzi on. The plusa or the shleim. The second gemara says, hakol moed megabi pesach, is he make the moitzi on the plusa. The third Gemara, which all of a sudden starts speaking about, you need lechem mishneh by Shabbos, so this comes in to tell us that by Pesach you also need lechem mishneh. How does it come into the sugya? Because there was lechem mishneh erev yom tov also, like there was erev Shabbos, so that's why you need lechem mishneh in yom. Because v'ktois v'shonu mispalim ba'ata kidashto u'beirachtoi mikol hayomim v'kidashtoi mikol hazmonim v'omah b'mechilte b'mon birchoi b'mon kitshoi. So the Shabbos, mikol hayomim, mikol hazmanim, this berachte v'kidashte. Mashme b'yontev hayomon yoyre. Meisach nisht. This is by a kashe. Gemara v'aystoys azoy, the siddur v'aystoys nisht azoy.
וכן לא ינוירי כרב מנחם, דעתם את זה גרייס, נטייס לנבור את זה מבינה, והרב יונטב, שהיה מבורכם הכל על הפרוסה, אבל דיס נקודה, את המויסי יוסם היכה על הפרוסה, נעלה את הרשבם, המנחם מבינן, רב יונטב אוסם היד המויסי על הפרוסה. אחרי, היה מבורך המויסי על השלימו, והודר על החילס מת על הפרוסה, ביצה משתיים יח. וכן עמו דבר, and that's the מיניק האילון. וכך עושם על השלישי קריחה, ולקיים מצווה בשלושתם. Now, perhaps the end of the thesis like is a sort of thumb. Now, all of a sudden thesis, why do you make kricha on the third one? ולקיים מצווה בשלושתם. And it could be thesis had a kasha. Exactly what the thesis is, I don't know. But could be thesis had a kasha. According to all Pshatim, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is Zichah on the Pusa. That's for sure. The Shaila, the Maiti is on the Pusa. The Maiti is on the Shaila. The mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is Zichah on the Pusa. So now, they said, I'm going to be Kekasha Dachbuch Meir. So, L'chayre, Koyrach, is we wanted to be Mekayim mitzvahs Achilas Matzah. The way Hillel was Mekayim mitzvahs Achilas Matzah. Now, Hillel was when Hillel ate the matzah more in Pesach, he ate on the Prusa. He didn't take a shleimer. It could be Taisvis, could be that, how this comes in now. That, here we have our sugya that Rakert the mitzvah has to be. Madalke shaloni be Prusa. So Taisvis had a pesakasha, so why do you make the kairach on the shlishi? So Taisa says, a psadushtik te lakach oisin ala shishas krichik de lakayim mitzvah bishloshta. That's a psateret. Could be, we had mentioned before, Apilu could be Apilu loit hilu. Bizmaneinu yoyoyt already with the shleime. All things is only a psadeche. So, but could be that's how this comes into this Taisa. Zut the Gemara weiter. Dover acher, madalke shall oni, hu masik ve ishtayoyche. When they bake bread in the house of an oni, more than one person is involved. The oni heats up the oven, and the wife prepares the isa for baking. Afkanami, hu masik ve ishtayoyche. Also, the baking of the masses has to be done through two people. It cannot be a one-man job. It has to be done through two people. Let us see the Rashbam. Balke shel oni hu masik v'ishtoy oife. Look the Rashbam. V'noisnoi miyad letanu kshenigmar haseikai. As soon as the hasek is finished, as soon as the oven got heated up, so she puts the tana, ishtoy oife means she prepares the isa for a fiyah and she puts it right away in the tana. Sheyore, what's the thing in Abanoni? Shemo yitzanen hatano. Maybe the tano will cool off ready. An oni does not have too much fuel, so he has a minimum amount of fuel. So if the oni would do what a normal baker does, a normal baker, Mistama, first heats up the oven, then he goes and starts making the isa. He has time. The oven will heat up, will get hotter. It's a great amnishtan. But an oni cannot afford this. If he'll start making the isa, when he'll start making the isa after the oven heated up, by the time the isa will get into the oven, you won't have an oven anymore. So memele, so an oni has to have that the asiyas ha isa, that's oimed lafiyah, has to be done simultaneously with the hesek ha-tano. Lemele sheyori shem yistana natana koydem sheyizdamen. That means that before that koydem sheyizdamen, the Nachum Eshet Nefesh says koydem sheyabotzek mezumen before that. Before the botzik will be mezumen. That's why you have to have his oisken shneim. That means if he'll first be masik the tano, so he's afraid that the tano will get cold before the botzik will be mezumen.
therefore iskin shneim ze behesek katana vezu beise. Afkan also hu masik vishta oife kedei sheloi tachmet. If also it cannot be done af afashlepta oiven, it has to be speeders of the essence. So therefore you need two people being oisek that each one should do his own job. This one should take care of the tana and this should take care of the ise. So memele it will be a more efficient oifen afiyam. Kedei sheloi tachmet. That means an oni needs efficiency and chomet needs, lechshash chomet needs efficiency. Yeah. Actually, we could be mamtik, there's a psavot from Briskerov. Briskerov says the whole union of Shmartam et HaMatzeis is not that we should make sure that the matzah is not chomet. He says, Bizman Chazal, they ate b'teike shalnochem. And according to other Rishayim, b'teike shalnochem meant a goy, Rashi Shite, a goy made a dough, without hashkoche, without anything, he brought the dough to you. They looked at the dough. They were bekiyim. There was no simone chimus. They stuck it into the oven. And you ate it. So, b'teke shonochim, mali odom kreise mehem. So, when it came to the chshash of chimus, chazal were bekiyim, and they were able to tell on the dough if there's any chshash chimus. Don't have to... So, he says, so what's the shmartem as hamatzis? Not that to make sure it's not chometz. I can make sure it's not chometz without a shmartem et hamatzeh. But the shmire in the asiyas hamatzeh makes it for a matzeh shmur. The more shomur the matzeh is, the more mehudadik it is. Not because it's not chometz. It's not chometz, but I'm not shomur in ganzen. But the shmire alone, the hidurim, the efficiency, the zrizes and the asiyas hamatzeh that makes it a more mehudadik matzeh. Both are not chometz, but the pulis alone make it a more mehudadik matzeh. The more shmiris one is meisiv, the more mehudadik the matzeh. So that's the union. Dumya the oni. It has to be just like an oni needs efficiency. So mele the asiyas hamatzeh also needs efficiency. The Maram Chalava brings from Rav Haigoin that the limud of, you learn out from Lechem Oni, Ma'oni, the Balei Maisim, Bachasidim, Machmirim al Atzmon, the Loshin Ba'atzmon, Ba'oifin Ba'atzmon, Mishim Eisek Mitzvah. The Inyan of who Masik, Ba'ishtai Oife is not out efficiency, is out that everyone should have a physical Chelik in the Asiyas HaMatzeh. Apo pi she'ein charoises mitzvah. Even though charoises is not a mitzvah, but that's right. In fact, more of you, loin mitzvah mishem mai maisi, lo omar rabami mishem kape. Als kape we had before. Omar rabasi kapo dechaso chamo. So person ate chazeres, and Lamaisi got sick from the kape. So the refuah is, chamo, you eat radishes. Kapo de chamo, what happens if he ate radishes and he got sick from that? Karsi, take leech. Kapo de karsi, what if you got sick from the karsi? Chamimi, take hot water. Kapo de kulu, chamimi. That, the kape of all yerokes that ever saw of, is Chamimi. Bemison, this is no stire to the Gemara before. The Charoisis is to make sure that we shouldn't get genizik from the kapha. The Gemara is speaking about, if you did not take this preventive measure, what do you do now? That's what our sugya is talking about. And the Hochi, the Gemara says, one should say, Alachish also name Hochi, kapha, kapha, the chinum, locha, sheba, nosaya, the Tamni Kalose. This is a Lachash. Zogt the Rashbam, Mishum Kapis, Rafa Chazeres Koshu, Vareyu Ka'ores. very interesting. And Daf Kuftas Volum at Beis, the Rashbam brought down the first Pshat of Sorof, and he brought down the Bein Hanan and also Telas. The Iker, and he passed like the Paskin like the Bein Hanan, and here he goes back to the first Pshat. Kapo de Chasa, Mishol Chazeres, Vecholo Beshvila Kape, Yechol Tznoin, Vierope, Kapo de Chama Karsi, Mishol Chotznoin, Vekoshelo, Yechol Karsi Grishem. Tamimi, Yishtamayim Chamim, Kapo de Kulu Chamimim, Oresh Okola Yerokis, Mayim Chamim Refuele. Sokta Gemora weiter. Abilozo Barabtode Koima Mitzvah. Charoises is a Mitzvah. My Mitzvah. Levi Omer, Zeichel Tapuach. Zeichel Tapuach. Meseche Soite Zekter Ashbam. So Yolde Shom Bneyem Beloy Etzef. Shle Yekiru Ben Mitzriyim. Dechsi Tachas Atapuach Oir Artichol. And Leroyim says a beautiful vault over here. Very good. They had children there. Aber was hat es? Was hat es Chareises with Morer? So he says that Bemison, the Zman Ha-Gule, the Chai Yisrael wants Roy to be Nigel. It wasn't Abba Meir Shone. So there are different explanations why there was Eichet to Gule. Others say Kaishi Yashibut, and others say because of the Ribui of the population, there was more Yidin to spread out the... There were so many more Yidin, so Mamela, we made the Abba Meir Shone in a shorter period of time. The Mamela, so it's very good. The Tapuach is Moira and the Ribui Hayelodim. So Mamela, this combination of Morer and Charoises is we are being Mevarer what hastened the Geule, the Morer and the Charoises. The Tapuach and the Koishi Yashibu. That's what Rab Levi said. Rab Yochanan Omar, Zeichelitit. It goes together with the Morer. We're explaining the Koshi Yashibu. Omar Rabbi. So since Rabbi Lezer says one, and he says the other, Tilkach Tzorich L'Ka'uye V'Tzorich L'Smuche. So you have to make sure that the Choroises has an acidic taste, that's L'Ka'uye, that's from the Tapuach, V'Tzorich L'Smuche, and it has to be thick, It has a thick texture. Yeah, lekuye zeichel tapuach, betzoich lismuche zeichel tit. The derech efsher. I once thought that the charoises has two inyonim. It has a zeichel tit and zeichel tapuach. The zeichel tit, you see. It's a thick consistency. The zeichel tapuach, you margish, you taste, you don't see it. If you look at it, you don't see it, you taste it. So it could be, that's also maramis on the two inyonim. The tit, they saw, they witnessed it. That wasn't, you didn't have to explain it. That they lived through the kushi yashibur. So just like they saw the tit, so we have also see the tit in front of us. The Indian of Tachas Atapuach Eiraticho, that was the Bnei Yisrael, that was a hargosh in them. They didn't see a Yeshua, but they were margish. Taker, the Maisa Nisim occurred. The children were born there, and then Chershim came, and the Rebbe Yisrael made an ace. They were margish. That was a helgish. That you have to be, we have to be talking to the Rebbe Yisrael. The Rebbe Yisrael will help us. That was not, that was, they didn't see it. They felt it. That was a helgish. Betziloi chimati v'yoshavti, Chazal tell us that Elon does not give out tail. But the Celt, Kalisal wanted the tail of the Elon. That means they had betochen, even though they didn't see in front of them how the Yeshua will come out, but that was a helgish of betochen that they had. So it could be, so that's where the tapuach, your malgish, the tit, you see, if that's connected, these two in Yonah. Tanya kevosi de Rabbi Yochanan, that's not all tapuach, tavlin zeichelet tevim, chareise zeichelet tit, everything was zeichelet tit. Omer Rabbi Loza, barab tzodik, kacho yo oimrim, tagrei, charach, shebir shalayim,
Boyu utlu lochem tavlin lemitzvah. They used to go and advertise Erev Pesach, purchase tavlin lemitzvah. So what do we see? That the Tagrim held that it's a mitzvah. According to the Chachomim, it's not a mitzvah. Chareish is not a mitzvah. It's false advertising. Anshei Yerushalayim would not do something if it's a false. Akaponim, if that's what they did, so why is that Chareish is a mitzvah? Zogt Rashbam, Zeichel Tapua, Yerai, we said already. Vesmuche, Lichtesh, Vayirokis, Harbe, Yetesikin, Kadesh, Yehova. Tzorch likuyei lahatol boi tapuchim ve'isbei kiyua zeichel letepuach ve'tzorch lesmuchei zeichel letit. Tavlin besomim shematilim bachroises zeichel leteven shekoshim boi hodik. Chroises shekoshim boi hodik zeichel letit. Tagri charach mermetis min acharachim Chemvenin hayoishvim eitzel chaloineseim. That's Rashi's girsa. It's better. That's charakim. Moichim. Others say, what's an eitzel chaloineseim? They weren't able to put stands outside because the streets were packed. Even Weyla Regal. You couldn't put a stand outside. That would block traffic. So there was eitzel chaloineseim. Tzorich lismuchei v'tzorich likahuyei. Birishalmi Omar is the Ovid Zeichel Adam, that the Chareisis is Zeichel Adam, and Mishamachi Karlei Tibulei Bemashke, because it's watery. There's an inconsistency. V'chein Amadavar, Lismuche, you make it thick, and Bishas Achille, Mikal Shinoisa, you thin it out, B'yayin V'chom, V'chom. It could be, what Shat Zeichel Adam, so it could be in Yalkut Shemayni brings down Hayu Yisrael Mekoshishin when Bashas the last Zera of Parai that they had to go and be Mekoshish Kash Hayu Yisrael Mekoshishin Esa Kash Bamidbar Beroimsim bechoimer ubekash, voyenoikiv es ikveyem. So this kash was very sharp, so it punctured their feet. Vahadam misboiseses bechoimer. So it was full of dam. So the mele from the remisa, that would have to step on it in order to press it together. So it could be that pshat. I looked at the meposhim yeshami, they don't say this pshat once as it goes on the makav dam. Which is very modern, how does this come into the Chareisis, the Mak of Dam? But according to this Yalkut, it would be very good. Sakel, that was in the Tit, one source is given, the blood of Tzichki Gossin in the Asiyas HaTit. Ubechubis HaGoinim Meporish Lasis Chareisis Beperish Anid Melekneses Yisrael Beshir HaShirim Tachas HaTapuch HaRatich HaKepel HaRimayin HaTein HaChonta אמרתי אלה וסומה, אגוי, וגיניס אגוי, ששקדם השם ששוקד הקדוש ברוך הוא על הקי. תגרי חרח שבירושלים, משמד, והלוכי כרבלוזה ברב צודיק, ויפסנו בלוזה ברב צודיק. וגם בספורים, קוצה רב יויסי, נימוקי אימוי, אין עושה רב יויסי בסדרוי, חרויסי זכר לתת. Let us start the next Mishnah. Mazguloi kaisheini, v'kan haben shoyel oviz. After the mazigis kaisheini, v'im ein das beben, the Meiri says, v'im das beben lahargish be'inyim v'lisho, he's out of it, he doesn't, it's oviz melamde. Man ishtana alayla ze mikel alayla, ishe b'chol alayla sana oichlim kome tzumat alayla ze kulei matze. שבכל הלילה שאנו אוכלים שור ירוקס, הלילה זה מורר. שבכל הלילה שאנו אוכלים בוסו כלי שולו כמבושו, הלילה זה כולי צלי. הגבוך הדרשש says, and yes, the kasha, what shall הלילה זה כולי צלי? The Gemara says, this has been done, the Gemara before, that's going according to Ben Taime. It's going according to Ben Taime, that Ben Taime held that the Chagige was also Nechal Tli,
Giga was also Nechal Tzli, so Memele, so Kulei Tzli, Saide Pesach, Saide Giga, Kulei Tzli. Correct, the Rishash, he says, but Lemaise, they could eat other meat also. Why the Giga? Why Dafke Kulei Tzli? So, he wants to say, because when they brought in, Mevi'im, the Mana Migdosh, they brought in Gufei Shel Pesach. He says, the Tinnik only saw what they brought, they didn't bring in the whole course. They bring in the Zman HaPesach, they brought in the Gufei Shel Pesach, and they brought in the Chagigah. And now we have Shnei Tavshilu. But Bizman HaMikdash, they brought in the Kol HaPesach, and they brought in the Kol HaChagigah. So everything was Tli. So that's why he asked the Kash, Kulei Tli. What else is going to be served? He doesn't know what's Tutsach in the kitchen. But in front of him, he sees Kulei Tli. So this the Rishash wants to say, could be that is why the Manishtani doesn't ask on the Dalit Kaisis, because he doesn't see Dalit Kaisis. He only asks on what he sees. Shebechol aleilis onu matbilim pam echos, aleilis ashtei pomim. Vidaitei shal ben oviv melamdai. Masbo b'schus, begnus amesayim b'shvach, zeirish merami oivedovi, at sheyigmer kol apar shekulo.